This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Mr. Modi complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through the BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign 4 agreements or slash MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counterterrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that BRICS is a vital platform for advancing inclusive multilateralism, especially at a time when global institutions are facing a crisis of legitimacy and representation. She emphasized that BRICS must lead by example by reinforcing cooperation, advocating credible reforms and amplifying the voice of the Global South. Addressing the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, she highlighted India's demonstrated resilience through a combination of strong domestic demand, prudent macroeconomic management and targeted fiscal measures. India is set to expand its offshore energy exploration efforts with plans to develop a robust ecosystem for deep water exploration and production technologies. The initiative comes as the country prepares to explore more than 2.5 lakh square kilometers under the 10th round of the Open Acreage Licensing Policy, OALP, making it one of the largest offshore exploration bid rounds globally. The announcement was made by Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri. The minister visited the Northern Lights CO2 terminal at Bergen, Norway, and held discussions on technologies covering the entire gamut of hydrocarbons exploration, particularly deep-sea exploration by the Norwegian energy professionals. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. The weather agency predicted that under the influence of a low-pressure area over southwest Gangetic West Bengal and its neighbourhood, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected to continue over central and adjoining eastern India to the next 3 days. The IMD estimated heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over the northwest parts of the country along the west coast during the next 4 days. The Met Department also forecasts light to moderate rainfall conditions over the national capital today. Unprecedented monsoon rains have caused widespread destruction across Nagaland, with reports of severe flooding, landslides and infrastructure damage from multiple districts. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said it has received numerous reports of damaged homes, roads, bridges, paddy fields and jhum cultivations. The United States has delayed the implementation of its Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs until the first of next month, providing additional time for affected countries to finalize interim trade deals with the U.S. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced to impose a 25% tariff on goods imported from Japan and South Korea starting August 1st. Trump imposed steep tariffs on 5 additional countries, Myanmar, Laos, South Africa, Kazakhstan and Malaysia. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally higher in the morning trade today after a weak beginning as investors stayed on the sidelines ahead of the formal announcement of a trade deal with the US. The 30-share BSE Sensex further declined 121 points to 83,320.95 in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.